1 Chronicles, chapter 15. And David made houses for himself in the city of David, and he prepared a place for the ark of God, and pitched a tent for it. Then David said, None ought to carry the ark of God but the Levites, for Yahweh has chosen them to carry the ark of God, and to minister to him forever. And David assembled all Israel at Jerusalem, to bring up the ark of Yahweh to its place, which he had prepared for it. And David gathered together the sons of Aaron, and the Levites. Of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief, and his brothers 120. Of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief, and his brothers 220. Of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief, and his brothers 130. Of the sons of Elizaphan, Shimeah the chief, and his brothers 200. Of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief, and his brothers 80. Of the sons of Uzziel, Aminadab the chief, and his brothers 112. And David called for Zadok and Abiathar the priests, and for the Levites, for Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shimeah, and Eliel, and Aminadab. And said to them, You are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites, sanctify yourselves, both you and your brothers, that you may bring up the ark of Yahweh, the God of Israel, to the place that I have prepared for it. For because you did not bear it at the first, Yahweh our God made a breach on us, for we did not seek him according to the ordinance. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of Yahweh, the God of Israel. And the sons of the Levites bore the ark of God on their shoulders with the poles on them, as Moses commanded according to the word of Yahweh, and David spoke to the chief of the Levites to appoint their brothers the singers, with instruments of music, psalteries and harps and cymbals, sounding aloud and lifting up the voice with joy. So the Levites appointed Heman the son of Joel, and of his brothers, Asaph the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari their brothers, Ethan the son of Cushaiah. And with them their brothers of the second degree, Zechariah, son, and Jaziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maaseiah, and Mattithiah, and Eliphalehu, and Mikneah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeel, the doorkeepers. So the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, were appointed with cymbals of bronze to sound aloud. And Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Uni, and Eliab, and Maaseiah, and Benaiah, with psalteries set to Alameth. And Mattithiah, and Eliphalehu, and Mikneah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeel, and Azazah, with harps set to the Sheminith, to lead. And Chenaniah, chief of the Levites, was over the song, he instructed about the song, because he was skillful. And Berechiah and Elkanah were doorkeepers for the ark. And Shebaniah, and Josaphat, and Nethanel, and Amasai, and Zechariah, and Benaiah, and Eleazar, the priests, blew the trumpets before the ark of God, and Obed-Edom and Jehiah were doorkeepers for the ark. So David, and the elders of Israel, and the captains over thousands, went to bring up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh out of the house of Obed-Edom with joy. And it came to pass, when God helped the Levites who bore the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, that they sacrificed 7 bullocks and 7 rams. And David was clothed with a robe of fine linen, and all the Levites who bore the ark, and the singers, and Chenaniah the master of the song with the singers, and David had on him an ephod of linen. Thus all Israel brought up the ark of the covenant of Yahweh with shouting, and with sound of the cornet, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, sounding aloud with psalteries and harps. And it came to pass, as the ark of the covenant of Yahweh came to the city of David, that Michal the daughter of Saul looked out at the window, and saw King David dancing and playing, and she despised him in her heart.